Welcome to Share Talk with your host, Pastor Teresa. You are tuned in to a show that will inspire you and empower you to move you from your past and help you grab hold to your God-given future. Using biblical, practical, and life experience, Pastor Teresa, along with her special guests, will be teaching women of all ages that the hardship of life don't have to make you bitter, but better as you share, talk, and grow. Now for the next 60 minutes, we invite you to the show. Here's your host. Hello, ladies. This is your host, Pastor Teresa. I'm so happy to have you tune in today to Share Talk as we are learning that the hardship of life don't have to leave you bitter, but better as we share, talk, and grow. Well, today we have 60 minutes of life and empowerment, and I want to make sure that you tell your sister, tell your friends, and your relatives, if they're single, they want to be on the line tonight because we believe that we have some powerful information that we want to share with you tonight. I am with my co-host, Evangelist Houston, and she's with me tonight, as always, the third Monday. She's with me, and we're going to go into prayer, and we're going to let loose and let God use us mightily. Evangelist Houston, can you go ahead and lead us in prayer, sweetie?
Amen. Good evening, Pastor Teresa. Will do. Our Father and our God, we thank you. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for this day, God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that kept us as we traveled to and far, Father God. We thank you for how your hand of mercy protect us, Lord. And Lord, we thank you right now for this Blog Talk Radio Show, God, Share Talk, God. We thank you, God, how we are reaching and touching and changing lives because of you, dear Lord. So, Father, we ask that you will open up the hearts and minds of each and every woman here and that you will do something new on the inside of them, Father. So, Lord, we say thank you right now for fellowship. Yes. We thank you for the word that will be imparted, dear Lord, and that someone will leave different, God. Their mindset will be changed. So we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for setting free. We thank you for breaking the yokes of the enemy, God, because you said in your word that it is the anointing that destroys the yoke, God. So we thank you for destroying. We uproot, we pull down, and we overthrow the works of darkness, and we release freedom over our sister's mind, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name we pray, God, come get your glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come get your glory. I know that's right. Well, ladies, we have a powerful on tonight. I have been getting so many inboxes based on tonight's subject, and I truly believe that Evangelist Houston, her and I was talking a little bit earlier, and we were talking about, I said, wow, I got a lot of questions that was asked once people saw the subject. So tonight we're going to be dealing with my children's father after relationship is over. And this is really for the single women, even though I do know some of the married women, because you're a blended family, you still have to deal with children's father. But this show, this particular segment is for single ladies. And I truly believe one of the things that a lot of single ladies and single mom deal with is because they do have the children and they have to deal with this children's father. And so tonight we're going to be going to a segment on that. Well, I want to start off by saying this is a very difficult, I want to say a challenging topic, because we have different scenarios that different single that the single women are dealing with. And then we don't know all the details that make up your situation. We do not know how you broke up, was you married, whatever the situation may be. So you have to pray and ask God, as the tools we give, as the word of God come, as revelation come, and all that good stuff come forth, you have to pray and say, is that for me? But I will say this. There's going to be some challenging statements going to be made on tonight. And if you're ready to take your relationship with God to another level, to be in good stewardship with your children's father and with your child, I truly believe you open up your heart, your mind, and soul, and spirit, that you want to hear the Lord speak to you on tonight. So I'm asking you to open your heart and your spirit and really receive the wisdom of God, the word of God, and the knowledge of God and some practical information that I truly believe that's going to empower you and change you to be a better single mom or a single woman, period. Amen? So tonight,
amen,
we're talking about dealing with my children's father after the relationship is over. I was looking at some statistics, Evangelist, and it's amazing to me how many single women that we have floating around, and I'm not just talking about African Americans, I'm just talking about period. And then it was mind blowing how many single moms that we have floating around. We have more single moms than we have single men. I was kind of shocked. Well, it's very obvious that we have more single moms. I got that part because we don't have the population is more women when it comes, especially when dealing with African Americans. So tonight we're going to be dealing with, when you saw this topic, Evangelist, what was you thinking? What was your thoughts about it?
Oh my! When I saw this topic, and I remember you telling me, you said, "Oh, you got a hard topic this month." And when I looked at it, I said, "Oh, this right where I'm at."
Oh my!
I say this is right where I'm at, dealing. You know, I'm right here dealing with my child's father after the divorce. You know, after our relationship is over. But one thing that really struck out to me is that I notice sometimes how we know how the world do it, but I want to help the single Christian women on how godly women should do it.
Absolutely.
We don't do it the way like the world, you know. I don't want my baby around his new girlfriend or his new wife. And, you know, you set all these different boundaries and obstacles in the way when you make it, it's not about you, it's about the best interest of the child. So
absolutely,
what you got to do is keep healthy relationships. And I thank God for the healthy relationship that I have right now with my ex-husband. And that comes through putting things on the altar after so many years of going through abuse and, you know, rejection and other things in the marriage. You know, you'll leave with some bitterness there.
Right,
but at the same time, God can heal you if you let him win it.
Heal you
and let you.
Stop right there, Evangelist. I didn't want to interrupt you, but you said something very key. You said that, I want you to listen to these ladies and do not drop this call, because I truly believe the ladies on this line, we got a lot of coming in, chiming in from the phone and also from Twitter and also from Facebook. I need you to catch this. Did you hear what she said? She said that she's going to leave the relationship with something outside of your children. There is going to be something that you leave the relationship with outside your children, and you got to take you got to face reality on that, especially when the relationship was not healthy. When a relationship is not healthy, and there's domestic violence, arguing, cheating, adultery, whatever the situation may be, it's going to leave you with something. So that's the first thing that we got to make sure you understand, that when you're talking about just being a single woman, period. And Lord knows, adding a child to it just makes the situation more complicated. And because you got to have your children, let me say this to you. You're going to be dealing with your children's father for the rest of your life, not when your child get 18. That is not true. That is not true. You will be dealing with your children's father for the rest of your life. One that don't have children yet. That is the reason why you need to be very careful who you hook up with, and you want to make sure that you stay high on who you hook up with. Because once you hook up with that person, if you're in sin, you hook up and get a baby out of sin, all the good stuff there, all that. Okay, you still got to pay attention to that, because we're talking to Christian women. We're not talking to carnal-minded women. We hope not. We're talking to Christian women. I want to walk my Christian walk out according to the word of God. So that's what we're talking about. So back to my point I was trying to make. So If I'm going to, I'm talking to the single women that don't have any children right now. I'm talking to you. If you don't have any kids right now and you want to maintain who you are with God, and you need to allow God to choose your husband, not your flesh. Because if your flesh chooses your husband, I'm telling you, you're going to get pregnant, have a baby, and you're going to be dealing with baby daddy drama. And God forbid, if he's not drama out, the problem is, as your relationship don't get, if your relationship is not healthy, guess what's going to happen? You're going to leave that relationship with all this other extra stuff, and now you have a child. That's going to make it more complicated. And now you have to deal with this man for the rest of your life. I know we want to believe that, oh, I don't deal with him, and I won't be dealing with him until, you know, I will be dealing with him until my child get 18 years old. That's not true. My daughter is 27 years old, and I'm telling you, I feel her father when something, my daughter got rushed to the hospital or anything like that, or something major happened in my daughter's life, and she, you know, it's a surprise with my children's father. Both of my children's father, I have a 27-year-old and I have a 22-year-old. So I still communicate with them. And is it difficult sometimes? It's not so much as difficult. It's just sometimes it can be challenging because based on how their attitude and certain things. So I don't want to go too much into it. But I want to put a pin right there, ladies, because that was something key that you said, Evangelist, that you left the relationship bitter because of the situation. They ain't had nothing to do with the child. It got nothing to do with your children.
Right.
It had a lot to do with what you and
right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And so one of the biggest things you have to understand, ladies, that outside your children, you got to deal with the conflict that you have with your children's father. That has nothing to do with your period. Period.
Exactly.
Not a lot of women, including myself, and let's be real, let me be transparent, including myself.
That's right.
I was upset based on what happened in our relationship, and it made it more complicated for me to deal with my children's father because I had children by him. I didn't want to deal with them.
Right.
Now, I was
right.
Let me go ahead and put this out there. I was one of those women, when I left the relationship, it was over, done, capiche. I didn't want it back.
Right.
So we got women.
Yeah.
We got several different women out there. You got women that's still holding on, still want to be in a relationship with this man, and you know that your relationship is healthy. He going in and out of relationship. I don't want to go too far in that because I got something for that. But you got all kinds of type of women out there. So, Evangelist, so when you left your relationship for whatever reason, domestic violence, abuse, rejection, whatever, you left the relationship with all that stuff.
Right.
What happened after that? And how was you able to communicate with your child's father with all that stuff?
Well, I'm going to be honest. Let me be transparent and help the women. I had to search me and realize that I cannot allow anyone to control my emotions.
Okay.
And with all the things that were going on in my head, there was a season that there was no contact for a while, you know? That was best for the while with the situation that happened with the courts involved and the injunction and things like that for protection, okay?
Okay.
So at the same time, I'm troubled in my soul because let me tell you something, women, like I told you before, I told you earlier on some other shows, I married someone I know the Lord told me not to. You see what I'm saying? So then I open up a gateway, then you're mad at yourself, and then you'll say, at one point I was putting things on him, but I had to take accountability for myself, too, for my actions, because of what God told me not to do, okay? But at the same time, I had to get back to my place in God and let God heal me. Let him dig up all the soul ties, all the hate, the bitterness, the contention, the strife, everything that in me that wanted to retaliate, I had to put it on the altar. I could not go after this with my flesh because I knew there was a child at stake. And I knew that whatever I did would be detrimental. So you got to get you out of the way and say, okay, I need for my son, my daughter to see us in a healthy relationship. Absolutely. Even if Absolutely. Things are not well. And it happens over a process of time. So right. I'm not saying you go try and do it yourself. You got to allow the Lord to do it like I did. My thing didn't happen until a process of 6 years later, okay? Almost. Mm. Almost. I'm not going to tell you it happened overnight because of some things are so deep-rooted and embedded on the inside. So it does take a process. And God, you've got to go through the healing. And then another good thing, why you need to go through the healing, you'll take it out on that child.
Right, yeah.
You will. Yeah. You will end up abusing that child. Because you, every time you think about him or he's going to do something right with that child support or something, you're going to try and retaliate because the child looked more like him. So that's why you got to allow the Lord to get down in the corridors of those areas where you telling yourself, I'm okay, I'm delivered, I'm okay, but you're waiting for the right time to show out. That's not going to be pleasing to God. As a godly woman, as I know I was chosen and called by God, I knew I had to do the right thing. Like I said, for a season, it was a shutdown period.
Yeah.
Shut it down. Yeah. If you don't need to communicate, do that.
I had to do that too, Evangelist, with my baby girl. I had, you know, we had domestic violence going on, and there was some other legal stuff that was going on. And I want to make this disclaimer, you know, up front, that if you got legal stuff, things that, I'm just going to put some stuff out there, that's domestic violence, that he's abusive. He never been abusive to the children, but he's abusive to you. Or he have been abusive to other children, and you don't have no evidence that he's been abusive to your child or your son or your daughter, but he has abusiveness or somewhere in his in your relationship that you discovered. Now, those things you want to do, but don't magnify that if that's not true.
Right.
Don't put that there if it's not true because you're mad and angry and bitter. But if you have something that is legal, then you need to seek the court system for that type of stuff, because we're trying to give you tools that you can maybe use to have a better relationship with your children's father. But we're going back through how do we get to these places? How do we get in these places where our relationship with our children's father, they are not healthy? And what we're telling you guys, you ladies, that a lot of times we don't have a healthy relationship with our children's father because all the issues that we had when we was in relationship. And so now the relationship is over. Now I have this child of children that's in the midst of both of these two people that just got warred against each other for whatever reason. And now how do I deal with that? And that is the purpose of this conversation. This dialogue is to help you, give you tools so that you can baby do that, and you can do it. Now, it may have taken her, Evangelist, 6 years. It may have taken me 3-4 years to get that together, but I truly believe if you take some of these steps that's going to be given to you tonight, it may not take that long if you don't have court system issues that's pending. Or got issues going around with that. Because if you just deal with you, and we're talking about Christian women, if you deal with you and you really want to deal with you and you want to be the effective mom, and because if you want to be the effective mom, you will want, hear me, you will want your children's father to be in your child's life. You will want that if you want to be an effective mom, because there's some things that you're not going to be able to do. And we got some questions going on, and I know, I just heard you. You said, but what if he don't want to be there? I got something for that. I got something. But we want to go ahead to our discussion questions, Evangelist, and we want to go ahead and just create this dialogue with our discussions, because I think they're going to be a little lengthy, because I got three more questions that's not on the board, but that was to me that I really want to put out there. The first question we have as our discussion question is, what if I have unresolved feelings for him? What if I have unresolved feelings for him?
Wow. What kind of feelings, first of all? Are these the feelings of you still wanting to be with him?
I think that question is towards for that. So let me go ahead and put something else out there. Okay, we got a question that, what if I have unresolved issues with him, but we're not in the relationship. We're not in a relationship, but and it's very hard. And it's complicated every time I'm around him and to deal with my child and my child deal with him. I have unresolved issues, that I have unresolved feelings for him, and every time it caused me to be very irritated when I'm around him because I can't have him because I have unresolved feelings. So what do you have for that?
Do he know about these feelings too? Okay. First of all, woman of God, if you and him been broke up for quite some time, you're going to have to really deal with yourself on that, especially if he done moved on. If he done moved on. Because if you keep allowing your emotions to get in the way, you're in a fantasy more so about him. There's still connections with soul ties, and you longing for him. You're going to have to get yourself occupied with what the Lord has called you to do, what he has already ordained you, because it sounds like you're wasting a lot of time on memories and still wanting to be with him, and this man has moved on. And you don't want to make yourself look desperate. Come on, we're not desperate. We're single women. We're holy women of God. Come on, you got to pick yourself up, and you got to love yourself because God has someone for you. Have your feelings for him, but guess what? At the same time, ask the Lord to heal you because a lot of times these feelings come because of the connection with the saints and things that you all have encountered with. And then when the relationships go sour and he has moved on, then a part of you wants to be with him because you're not with him anymore. You see what I'm saying? And it's like lust almost. It's like a lust that longing for him, you know, because even when you're taking him to see the child, keep the relationship in a balance. Keep the conversations in a balance. Don't show forth that you're so much wanting to be back with him. Because you got to look at the relationship in its totality. Was it a good relationship? How did it break up? Come on, pound up the cross, woman of God. Because most of the times the relationship is horrible. Do you want to put yourself like that? Are you just longing for sex? So how he rolled and rocked me in the bed, you know? Come on, let's keep it real, because half of the time, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And then if you see him with somebody else when you have those feelings, don't make a fool of yourself, woman of God. Please don't embarrass the kingdom. Please. That's the truth.
Listen, this is what I have. You got to ask yourself the question. Now, the question was, what if I have unresolved feelings for him? Now, you're talking about a relationship that's over. You talk about a relationship that you don't went on, he went on. I don't know if you're in a relationship, you may be in a relationship, but still, either way it goes, it's over. You got to ask yourself your question. And I'm talking to some Pacific women out there that really struggling with this. You got to ask yourself a question. Do you want this to be over? Do you want this to be over? The next question you wanted, do you got to ask yourself, do you want to let this go? Now, it's one thing you want it to be over, but do you want to let this go? Do you want to let it go? Do you understand this? You only hurting yourself and your child if you continue to hold on to the relationship or this non-relationship, more I say. And the last thing I want to say to this question is you're giving this relationship too much power over you.
You're giving
this relationship, non-relationship, too much power over you. A little bit too early, because I was supposed to say this later. We as women of God, I'm talking about Christian women. Hurting you when you put yourself in place to be hurt. We got to take accountability for our own lives too. You can't keep looking at him, pointing at him, and pointing fingers at him when you keep putting yourself in harm's way. And I'm not just talking about in physical. I'm talking about mentally. I'm talking about emotionally. And you're holding on to something that is over. And some relationship needs to be over. It needs to be over. It's too much violence going on. Sin. You're in sin. He's not saved. He's not trying to be saved.
Oh, my God. I hope they're not messing with unsaved men.
Yeah, we got to address it all. We got to dress it all. We got to dress it all. We got to, we have more women in the body of Christ. We have more women in the body. I know this to be true because I counsel a lot of women. I deal with a lot of women that are attractive and involved with men that are not saved or barely, okay, they're not saved, but because they do go to church every now and then, they'll say, well, he's saved. He just don't do right. That's what they say. He's saved. He just don't do right. I'm gonna leave that part alone right there. But women of God, you gotta understand something. And like I told you earlier, that some of the things that we're gonna say tonight is gonna be very challenging, and it's not gonna be on your baby's father. It's not gonna be on your children's father. It's gonna be on you because we're talking to you. Now, if I'm talking to a man, maybe you're saying a little something a little different, but I'm talking to you. You gotta make a decision. Do you want this relationship? Real within yourself. Now, the physical relationship is gone, but within yourself, that relationship is still breathing. Because you still want it.
Come on. Because you still want it. You got it alive within you.
Absolutely. And then you got to say to yourself, you got to understand that you're giving this relationship too much power over you. This relationship is about to kill you, and you're still breathing in it because you don't want to take the, you don't want to put your good big girl drawers on.
Don't want to let go and let this thing go.
So you can have be in a more healthy relationship with yourself first, you and God, and then with your children. And then the sad thing about it is, I say this early too, our children sit and watching us. They are watching how they hang. They are learning from us. They're learning about women that's running behind men and they're knocking upside their head and they're doing all this kind of cheating on us. And just constantly just letting it happen, and we just making all these excuses, this kind of stuff. I don't. I don't think I'm gonna have anybody else, and I got too many kids, and it's not just
right.
Listen, beloved.
Pastor Teresa, that's my baby daddy.
But you know,
we hear that a lot.
And here, I need you to hear this. I'm not here to bash me. Because I'm a true witness and I'm a true living testimony. These men cannot do anything to us if we don't allow it. I'm just being real.
That's right. You're so right. Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to God.
Men towards women, but women towards men. We got some women out there doing men wrong. So this is not a bashing. I'm not bashing. We're not bashing the men at all because I don't believe in that. However, what I'm saying, but you do. Some men out there that they can't be men because the women are being silly. They're being silly. Opening stuff up for anything that does not make these men accountable to be a man of God, to be that father that he's still in the way. And I said that a little bit too soon, but I'm going to go on to the next question. The next question is, how do I trust him along with my child? Now, the question, remember, our topic is dealing with my child's father after the relationship is over. So the question that was on the board was, how do I trust him with my child? So I'm going to put this out there. So I'm assuming the person that asked this question, and I'm pretty sure this question goes so broad, but the relationship is over. He never actually literally watched the child over a period of time because y'all was together for a period of time. And so now y'all separated, and now you saying, okay, he's not in my house no more. I'm not living with him no more. And now I got to send my child over to his house, and I don't live there. How do I trust him alone with my child? And I'm going to start this off, Evangelist, and you can finish this part off. My question is, why would you have a problem sending your child with his or her father? So you got to ask yourself a question. Is there a problem that you have a problem? Is there a problem that you don't trust your children's father with his own children? Now you got to make sure that you separate your personal feelings that you have towards him versus your feelings towards him as a father. Now if there again, go back to if there's some abuse, if there's some sexual, verbal, physical abuse that is concerning. How he treat the children, then that's something totally different. A lot of times, witness women, they just because they never left their child outside, you know, because they was together with this person for a period of time, and now they're separated. I don't know how he take care of my child by himself, but that's what you
Right, God. Right.
This is his man's child. And he has the right, regardless of people, we're going to talk about that in another segment, but even if he don't pay child support, that has nothing to do with him, his child. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to say this, at the end of the day, that child don't care nothing about no child support.
Right.
You do not want your child to grow up and have identity crisis because they don't know who their daddy is because he didn't have child. He didn't pay child support. Now, if you got a problem with him paying child support, you need to take that with the court system. But that had nothing to do with him having rights to his child. Because, matter of fact, if you was go to this court, they're going to tell you that has nothing to do with their decision making at all.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have anything to do with their decision. That's two different courts. You got visitation rights and the child support system. That's a two different entity when it comes down to
set
of all.
Yes,
but my
point is,
he should not pay child support because he should. But I'm more concerned about the mentally, and this child emotional than the financial. Because at the end of the day, we're gonna take care of our children.
Mm-hmm.
We're not gonna stop eating and wearing clothes because he's not doing what he's supposed to do. Now, I want to say that too long, but here's my points I have that you need to examine yourself and check why that you don't want your children to go to the father and you're so concerned about your children being alone with him. Again, I'm going to repeat myself. If there is legal issues, if there is child abuse, if there is those things in that manner, then you need to seek legal help on that. But you got to make sure you separate your personal feelings that you have towards this man. Versus him being a father. You got to separate that.
Amen.
And then you got to ask yourself a question. What is the big picture? What do you really want to see with your children and their father? You want them just to put you in a child's life. You should want your child to be. And I'm not saying, you know, and I'm not going to put too much out there about this. My children's father was not the best father. You know, oh, Lord Jesus, that's a whole nother ball. I don't want to.
I find out a lot of women, when the relationship don't go right with them and the father, whether they're married or unmarried, they stop all visitation just because of their own selfishness. But you can't do that because your child, especially the boys, need the father. The fathers are the one who help them with their identity. And the daughter needs the father, too, because he helped affirm her and helped her to know what type of man that she should and should not be dating. So he's not going to always be 22, that father, and you're not going to always be 22, whatever. He's going to grow into a man, and he needs to have the intricate relationships with his children because that's their bonding time. The child can't just bond one-sided. See, that's what's wrong with society. You can co-parent with two parents outside the home. It's just that you got to come to mutual ground and understanding and understand it can't be all your way. And then I know that some women, he loses my baby clothes. I can't find my baby things. And I ain't sending back over there. He let him get so dirty and da-da, this and that. But that's a child. It may be a different environment on that family side. And I concur back with what Pastor Teresa say. If it's not violence or abuse or something that's really detrimental to that child, then you really need to let that child go and build that relationship. Because, number one, mother, you need a break also. You need a break to get yourself together, too, so you'll know how to parent effectively and not hold grudges at the same time. You got to have that balance in this thing because all in the end, that child gets the growing up and say, well, how come I don't see my daddy? Don't let it be on you, mother. Don't let it be on you. I'm telling you what I know. I'm going to tell you, even in my divorce, when we were going through the visitation schedule, I told the magistrate, I say, I don't want a visitation schedule. I would like for him to come anytime. Because I need him to build. I don't want to make him feel like he's constrained to this. I need him to build relationship and rapport mm-hmm. as much as he wants with his son. I would mm-hmm. never hold him back. He would never be able to say, well, your mama wouldn't let me see you. You don't do that, parents, because you will regret it in the long run. So please let him go if there's nothing in harm's way.
Absolutely. And I would like to add with that, go back to what you said, mm-hmm. that you got to look at the big picture. You got to look at the big picture because, you know,
yes.
you're not going to always, I hate to say this too early, but you're not going to always agree who your children's father date, who they get married to.
No.
Children is involved. You don't have anything to do with that. As long as your
right.
children are not getting hurt, and even if something was to occur in your child's, with your child, with the father, with the wife, the wife and the children, you need it because it's going to be the same thing when you get married. When you get married mm-hmm. and God forbid your husband have children, you're going to have to deal with this. It's just, this is the part. This is the part I have a real big problem with. We can deal
uh-huh.
with it when it's our husband. We can deal with it when it's our boyfriend. We can deal with it when it's on
yeah.
our side. When his child, your boyfriend's daughter, hit your baby and you talk to your boyfriend and say, hey, he hit her, but when it comes down to your children's father, girlfriend, child, oh, we going ballistic now. Oh, see, now that's where you're wrong at. Because you got to understand, you can't do favoritism. You can't be lopsided when it comes down to when it happens on your side versus when it happened on his side.
Right.
And the mind is,
right.
he may not handle things the way you want him to handle it. They ain't got nothing to do with you. They got nothing to do with you.
Right.
You bring attention and say, oh, did you talk to your daughter, your son? You mentioned that whatever situation happened, you may want to talk to them and get them together and squash that. I'm not going to get involved in that. Stay out of it.
Right.
Because
right.
what happened when you get married, and God forbid, if that man, your husband, you get married to, he have children, those children going to get in catfights. How I know I'm a blended family. My children got in catfights with my husband's children, and we just had to deal with it. But we did have interference. We had an outside interference try to come in to tell us what we need to do. We need time to deal with ourselves before you want to jump in. We're going to deal with it because I'm a fair
You're
mother.
Right.
I'm not going to have favoritism
right.
with my child because that's my biological children. But you need to give your children's father and his other family an opportunity to get all blended together because you're going to have to do the
right.
same thing to get on your foot. So I just had to say that a little bit earlier. Let's go to the next question.
Amen.
How do I handle if he's in and out of relationship? How do I handle if he is in and out of relationship? I'm going to say this to you. Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, when you have sex out of wedlock, or you get divorced for whatever reason, this is the stuff
right.
you got to deal with. You can't
right.
not take your child from the father, or call him and
right.
try to be his mom and tell him how he should be acting with your children when they're around. When in reality,
mm-hmm.
you're actually doing the same thing because
mm-hmm.
you're going into a relationship too. You just do it a different way.
Thank you.
And I deal with women all the time. And women, they kill me with it. They done had four boyfriends already. But he done had, you know, two girlfriends, 10 girlfriends. And he told me, I said, he having too many different relationships. Well, you are too. Your relationship with your boo ain't healthy. What you have to do, and I had to deal with this, I'm just honest, I had to deal with this same thing myself. And with one of my children's
mm-hmm.
father was in so many relationships, and what I end up in doing, I end up ministering to my daughter, and when she would come home and talk about, you know, his new girlfriend named Sally or his new girlfriend named Tina, I said, okay, well, you know, that's not right, right? Yes, ma'am. I
right.
said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't never call him and say, hey, you got too many girlfriends. I never said that. I never called
mm-hmm.
him. I just ministered to her, I said, you know, that's not right. I said, we're going to pray
mm-hmm.
for daddy. That's what I'm going to do. Because that had nothing to do with me, had nothing to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
And this situation, I'm not going to keep her from her father because he's in too many relationships or different relationships. Now, when
uh-huh.
it comes down, you leave my child in the house by herself to go
right.
see your girlfriend, and they not
mm-hmm.
okay to be by herself, that's something totally different.
Right.
If I'm aware of that,
yeah.
I'm going to bring his attention.
Right.
He said, I know you got a relationship going on, but if you can't watch them when is your weekend, and when you decide to come get her, well, just bring her home. That's all I said. But I tell you how to run your business. I'm not going to tell you that. It's a win.
Right.
You keep down a lot of confusion if you stay out of your children's father's business. And
yes,
just maintain,
stay in your lane. Yes.
Stay in your, you're not his mama. You're not his God. You're not his judge. You're not to micromanage him and tell him how to be a father. Because remember,
exactly,
you chose, you laid down and got pregnant. I know that's harsh, but it's real. And it's reality. And that's the reason why we need to think about what we're doing before we do it. Because the consequences and the challenges that we're going to face because of the because of the decision that we made. So, Evangeline, what do you have for that question, sweetie?
You know what? When my ex and I were at a point where we were able to communicate again, and I knew he was in and out from relationships, and I never questioned it. But this one particular time, he came to me, like before he got remarried, and said that he was getting remarried and, you know, blah, 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 and he was moving closer this way because he wanted to be closer to his son. My only thing was that I want to meet her. Why? Because she's the wife, not your girlfriend. I want to meet the wife because that's what a bulk of my son's time is going to be spent there, like during summer and they, you know, spring break. I want to know, I got to see, you know, who I'm dealing with, you know. You have a right with that, women, but you don't have a right when he's knocking around with Sally and Sue. Now, here is one thing I could tell you I know my daughter's facing. Her daughter's, her daughter's father is in and out relationship, and it frustrates her so because he has her from pillar to post, so she had to break that up. Now, that can become a problem. You do need to intervene when the child comes and you tell him, I slept on Miss Daisy's couch and I slept on Betsy's couch. Wait a minute. You're not taking care of her. If you can't take care of her right, you leave her right here with me. And that's what I told her to tell him. Don't put her in harm's way and danger because we don't know who's in and out of Betty and Becky's house 2, 3
Absolutely.
In the morning while you back there trying to do whatever with Becky. So you intervene with something like that when the children come back and say, well, I didn't eat much, you know, and children are like, they'll let you know what's happening and what's going on. You question him on that, but just to try and mildly meddle, don't do that. But if you feel that the child is not being taken care of properly on the weekends or whenever they go with the father, then you do need to come to some type of a new arrangement and talk to him without trying to blow up. You know, don't blow up. Maintain the Christ that's on the inside of you. Maintain the holiness that God has implanted in you. There's a way to say everything without getting hostile and cussing and slamming doors. And you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Just do it the right way because 9 times out of 10, when you blow up, you're going to blow up in front of that child. And you wonder why they go to school saying the cuss words that the teacher don't wrote inside their agenda and on referrals.
That's
Because they got it from you.
You know, and the thing about that is, and I want to say this, and we have 16 more minutes. I don't know why I made a mistake. I supposed to put 90 minutes. When I set it up, and I put 60. So we got 16 more minutes to get the rest of the questions out. But we're going to still, if we go over, it's still going to record. So ladies, y'all can call back or you can go back online and you can actually play the whole segment. But I want to say this too. Like she said, she is actually absolutely correct. When you have situations come up, you communicate with them. But it don't blow up. When I had situations with my daughter, that thing came, her father, and I had to talk to him. I said, hey, I got a little concern, blah, blah, blah. And he didn't always, even with me being calm, not yelling, not screaming, he still went ballistic because I ain't got nothing to do with that. Still maintain. I said, you know, well, I take, give me a call back or I'm going to call you back when you don't calm down. I said, because we got to discuss this. So this is not going away. I'm not going to keep your daughter from you. But I do need to bring this to your attention, because if you're not going to fix it, then I need to keep her with me until you fix this. Because I can't sleep at night knowing my daughter is saying this and saying that, and all you want to give me is these type of answers. That's not going to work. But you talk
right
at a tone, a mild tone, not always screaming and hollering, let me tell you something, you ain't doing this anyway. But that is not going to work. And that's going to just hurt the
right
child even more. It's going to hurt
right
the child even more. That's what we're trying to get to. You handle it in the flesh. You handle it with a carnal mind. You handle it because your girlfriend telling you, yeah, girl, my baby daddy did the same thing too. Blah, blah, blah. That's not the way to handle it. Hanging
mm-hmm
around that got a carnal mind, that's not the type of people you want to go talk to about when you have a conflict or when you're having these issues with your children's father. If you want to have
mm-hmm
a good relationship, because I'm being honest, ladies, and those men are not going to do it the way you want them done. They're not going to be perfect
right
in everything they do. They're going to have slip-ups.
Right.
They're going to smoke. They're going to do all this kind of stuff. If you're dealing with an unsaved man or whatever type of man you're dealing with, and you done left the relationship,
right,
you done left the relationship, this is the type of stuff you're going to deal with. Now, how you deal with it is up to you.
Right.
But
thank
you. You got to separate, again, you got to separate your personal feelings that you have
mm-hmm
when it comes down to your children's
mm-hmm
thoughts. You got to separate
mm-hmm
that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I said, I truly believe a lot of the frustration that we have with our children's father is because we still have the anger and bitterness and all this
right
other stuff. Because the relationship
right
went wrong. You wonder if it should
exactly
end. You feel bad about something that did not happen or did happen when y'all was together. Or,
right,
again, you may have some legit reasons why you're concerned. If you got some legit reasons why you're concerned, then you address that. But by all means, please don't magnify it if the child is not in danger, if the child is not
right
being hurt. And make sure that child see that they child, their children's father. Because at the end of the day, when those children get grown, and they're not going to tell you how they feel. I know. I already
right
know some of y'all going to, my child tell me everything. I'm telling you. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Do not tell you how they feel about stuff, because you're a mommy, and they know if you blow up, if I tell you my daddy did this, surely you're going
right
to blow up if I tell you how I feel. So, they're not dumb. I have kids come tell me stuff, and they just, if it's not in harm, they're a parent. But they tell me stuff, how they truly feel, and I'll be like, And I had to learn
mm-hmm
some things to harm myself when I was a social worker. And I learned because I watched other people's mistakes, and then I came home, and I was realizing I was making the same mistake that they was making, and I'm coaching them. I said, oh, wait, I'm doing the same
mm-hmm
thing. I came home and
mm-hmm
talked to my children. And I said, you could tell me. They'll look at me and look and shake their head like, And they told me a
mm-hmm
little bit, but they wouldn't tell me the whole thing. They would not tell me everything how they was feeling because they didn't want to hurt mama. And I know you think
mm-hmm
your child different. They tell you everything, but I'm telling you that is not the truth. Let's go to the next question because
mm-hmm
I do want to get to the inbox
okay
questions. And I got these two people who keep saying the same thing. Don't forget about my question. Baby, I promise you I have not forgot about your question. My next point also with that last question, how do I handle if he is in and out of relationship? You need to pray for him. You need to pray for your children's
right
father. And you need to pray
right
for the environment that your children enter. I always did that. I pray for my children's father, and I pray
right
for the environment I'm sending my children in. Because like you said,
right,
you never know. At the same time, I just want to pray for all the environments that my child's going to be in. The next question is, what if he is not consistent in my child's life? What if he is
ooh
not consistent in my child's life? I have
ooh
a couple of mentors that I have that have this issue going on, and I don't answer this question before with a couple of people on Facebook. One of the things, the oldest one and the youngest one, their father was like that. They was not consistent.
Mm-hmm.
It was not consistent. I will say my oldest father's father in the first 5 years of her life, well, we was together and then we broke up and then we were separated. You know, we was like, he was gone for a period of time and she could have went
mm-hmm
to see him. I stopped that and I take full responsibility of that. I was the reason why she didn't go see him. She should have still went and see him. I fought myself for that. She still should have went
mm-hmm
and saw him where he were because
mm-hmm
his family was. Him, I shouldn't have never got involved and keeping her from not seeing her father. So I take real responsibility for that. So after he came home, full range to come see his daughter. He started off seeing her daughter like every weekend, and then it just kind of faded away. And then he wouldn't answer phone calls, and we'll call them, and she'll call. He would not answer phone calls, all that kind of stuff like that. But when he decided that he wanted to come see her, I never intervened. I just let it happen. Because my daughter was getting age, she knew, she understood. And I said, I never, at the end of the day, I would never want to be the reason why this one time you didn't see your father, because all the other times he didn't come. You know, I allow her, I would tell her, I say, honey, I know this is painful. I know it's hard, you know, because she would ask for her daddy. She would say, where's my daddy? Where's my daddy? And all that kind of stuff. And I would tell her as much as I could, honey, daddy, we're going to just pray for daddy. I said, so, but when he do call, I promise you, I will make sure you talk to him. When he do come, if he come and want to pick you up, I'll make sure you're available, that you're going. Did not hold her for going seeing her father. My baby girl, same way. In and out, in and out, in and out. He does a couple times. I did communicate. Ask him, I said, hey, your daughter really want to spend more time with you, and I really wish you, I'm making her available. You don't have to worry about it every other weekend. If you want to get her once a month, I don't care. Just get her. Just talk to her. Call her, let her, something.
Right.
Because she's asking me. You know, he said, oh, I'm going to do it. He did not do it. He wasn't consistent. And it was what it was. But when he did want to come around, I did not, you know, he couldn't just pop up to my house. But if he called me and I didn't have anything to do, I said, okay, your dad want to come pick you up this weekend. You're more than welcome to go. Because if I would have said no, oh, my.
Right.
It would have been.
Wow.
But listen, because my baby girl was real crazy about her. It's real crazy about her dad, her biological father. So you want to make sure that you don't stand in the way of that. And this is what I have. Don't stand in the way and never be the reason why your child don't see her father. Don't stand in the way.
I so agree.
Never be the reason why your child not see their father. I want to go ahead. I know you didn't comment on that, because we talked about this a little bit earlier, but I need to get to a couple of these questions, and we got 7 minutes left. Okay, this is the question that it was inboxed to me. What if God showed me that he was my husband, but my ex just don't see it? So the question is, okay, the relationship is over, he don't went on with his life, but you said, God, this woman's saying, her name is Tina. She said, I can give her name out. Her name is Tina. She said, God showed me that my child's father was my husband, but he don't see. And he's in another relationship now. Well, I'm going to chime in on this real quick. God is going to show you first. The Bible said, Proverbs 18:22 says that whoso findeth a wife find a good thing and obtain favor in the eyesight of the Lord. So if you see him as your husband, but he don't see you as his wife, there's a problem with that. And a lot of times, it's our flesh that's telling us that. It's not what God is saying. Because one thing I do know about God, if God touched that man and showed him, he's going to confirm with you that you will be confirmed. It will be confirmed with you. But, babe, I'm telling you, God said a man that findeth a wife, not a woman findeth a husband. It's bad with you. Visit that. You really need to visit that. And then my last point with that is, okay, he's gone over his life. Let's say God did show him. I'm going to just assume this because she didn't say this. I'm going to just assume this. Let's say that God did show him that you was his wife.
Right.
And because of what conflict of stuff that happened between y'all two, he said, you know what, even though God showed me that, I'm going to still move on. But you're still holding on to what he said, God said, and what you got confirmed. But if he have gone on, you need to wait on God. Just leave it alone. But if he got married, you might hang out. Leave it alone and keep your mouth off of it. Because God, one thing about God, there, if he's gone on in a covenant relationship with another woman, you got to get your mouth. Get your mouth off it. But I want to be honest. I don't think that's the case, because one thing about God is not a God that he will lie. He's not, and what he says forth will come to pass. But I do know that circumstances can happen. and we can actually try to want things before it's time. But God is not in the author of confusion. He's not in the author of confusion. And that sounds like confusion to me. Now, maybe I'm not getting all the information, but that's the question that was inboxed to me. Evangel, do you have anything for that?
Okay. I do agree with you on that. And like you say, if it's meant to be, God know how to bring it back around. You know, maybe it could be something you had in a dream or vision, and maybe both of you all are just not ready for each other yet. And maybe over a process of time, he could have saw it and just not saying anything to you. And then you done seen it, and you might have verbaled something out from him and scared him if you said something to him. But at the same time, you got to stay in your lane, and I hope you're not chasing him, really, to be honest. Stay in your lane as a godly woman, and you wait. You wait to see who it is and what it is that God has for you. God has a husband for you, but sometimes we try and make God's will our will because we want this individual so. So you make sure that is the will of God. Ask God to confirm that, you know, to show you signs. If you say, this is my husband, then God, I'm going to wait over here. You know, I'm going to do right, what's right for, I'm going to do what's right in your eyesight. I'm not going to shut my life down, but then I'm not going to run rightly out there. Because sometimes God has to work on you. God has to work on him. It could be 10 years from now. It could be 5 years from now that you might come back together, and you might not. And I'm agreeing with Pastor Teresa. If that man is mad, don't be trying to pull nobody up for that.
That's right.
And even
that's
if he's in a relationship, don't be trying to sabotage that.
Right.
You go
right.
on and live your life to the fullness of Christ.
Right. That's right. That's right. The next question is this, we have, what if it's a chance that we can get back together? What if there's a chance that we can get back? That kind of almost sounds like the same question a little bit, but I want to answer it different. Because it don't sound like he's gone on with his life and you haven't gone on with your life, but y'all got, you got these kids together, you got this child together.
Okay.
And it may be a possibility that he y'all may get back together. Okay, I like what you just said. That statement you just made is perfect for this particular question. You don't go on with your life. If that is going to happen, let it happen. You stay out of his face.
Right.
Y'all do the parenting thing. Y'all make sure that happens. You don't flirt with him. He don't flirt with you. And you know, that's hard for men to do. Men just like to flirt with women when they, you know, I don't know. I'm going to say that. I'm going to say that. But you do what's right for you. You do what's right for you and your relationship. Do you understand?
Right.
You got to be accountable to God. You got to be accountable to God. You have a relationship. So even there is a possibility for you and your baby's father, your children's father, to get back in relationship. He don't have no ties. He don't have no covenant with another woman. But there's a possibility. And you don't have no ties. You have no covenant with a man, meaning that you're not married. He's not married. But there's a possibility. I would like to ask the question to this. Why did y'all break up? What was the reason why y'all broke up? You know what I'm saying? So you had to ask yourself a question. Now, I want to go ahead and get this question. Put it out there, sis, and then you could tie in. Now, we have 90 seconds. So what's going to happen is they're not going to only hear me on the line, but they can call back on because it's going to continue to record. I do apologize. This is my fault. I do apologize, ladies, because there's a lot of ladies on tonight. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
But if you don't hear them anymore, that's because it stopped, but it's still recording. So you can call back in, and you can literally hear the rest of the show. The question was, what about if he flirts? Good Lord. What about if he still flirts with me and it seems that he still wants me?
Oh, wow.
I got to say this because I need y'all to hear this. First of all,
go ahead.
Don't give him a reason that he can come back and he know he can flirt with you. Now, keep in mind, as you got some men out there, especially when they're not saved, they still like to play. They like to make sure their baby mama is still available. They can go and tap that thing when they want to. They like that kind
lay
of thing.
Play. Yep. You're right.
You got to make sure you don't give him a reason to think he can come and tap you anytime. Now, you wasn't good enough to get married.
Right.
I have to
come on.
You wasn't good enough to get married. But you're good enough for every time, you know, when something go wrong with somebody else, he can come and tap you.
Uh-huh.
You got to stop making yourself available for that kind of foolishness. You gotta make
shut
sure you
got down.
That type of foolishness.
Yeah.
Evangeline, what you got to say about that? That's funny.
Oh, yeah. You need that is funny. You need to shut that down. Because he doing that to just know that he got an open gateway in case this here don't work out like he planned, he can come back and revert back to you. And see, sometimes we skin and grin too much with him. You got to shut that down and say, no, there's nothing here for you. And
right.
Say what you mean and mean what you say. You know, even though that is your son's father or your daughter's father, you don't have to go that route. There's nothing holding you in bondage in that area. So don't give him an opportunity to come in and use you. And then you know how we get all tangled up in our emotions. And say, I thought we was back together. And he said, I never told you we was back together. And then hear you angry all over again. So don't set yourself up for that disappointment and failure. Keep yourself
right.
in that godly posture. God delivered you out of that for a reason. Stay in your lane of deliverance and let the healing continue to take form. And when he come with all that frustration, y'all got to know how to shut it down and stop thinking it's so cute and, oh, he want me. No, he want what's between your legs and keep it moving when he get done.
That's right. And the sad thing
about
I totally agree with you, and I'm not going to put too much out there, but I remember when me and my husband first got married, and even recent, funny, I'm not going to put too much out there, but one of my father, they always have this thing where they got a question, and when they have a question, it leads into another question, and they start off, okay, what I need to do for this or what I need to do for that. I said, okay, well, you need to talk to your daughter about that. Part of me. I said, but I don't mind talking to you, but what is it that you need from me? The next question I get is, Why do you think we didn't work out? Boom. Let me help you out. It's been 17
exactly.
years. I need you to leave that alone. I said, and you really need to, you know, deal with you. I said, and you ask me a question every 6 months or every year. I really need you to deal with that. And I don't know why you think, I don't know why you keep asking that same question, but you need to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't go tell my husband. Do you know what he's saying? I gotta shut that down because he's that person, that type
right.
of person, he's like that. But
right.
he have open
right.
doors with a lot of his baby mothers and his children's mothers. Mm-hmm. But he don't have that open door policy with me. And so,
see,
you know,
see what I'm saying.
But
mm-hmm.
you gotta, like the woman of God said, you gotta shut that down, ladies. Let me share something with you. The Bible talks about in 2 Timothy and the third chapter, around
all
the
right.
first, and it talks about silly women. And it says, for it is creeped up in the house and laid captive, silly women, laying to lie with their lust. So, you know, we're talking about the church, and look
right.
for silly women, capture silly women, women that
they
got their
fill
ears
up in now.
Got their ears open and got their legs open wide just to, you know, for a man to have their way. I know that was very harsh, but I had to say it. And I really
yeah,
had to say, we as women got to wake up. We got to wake up. A lot of men, unsaved men, or maybe even the beginner men that have been just getting saved, they're the way they are. Some
right.
of them are the way they are because of women. We got to stop blaming men that they hurt me. They doing this to me. They put
right.
especially when you out there sinning. You out there sinning with them, but you want them to treat
right.
you with respect. You're sinning, baby. What do you think
right.
when you're sinning? How are we going to pray to God, God, make this relationship work, and you out there sinning? That's not going to work.
Exactly.
That's just
not going to work.
In a God relationship, and you and him, God relationship, and something goes sour, now you're going to pray to the Father and say, Father, God, my relationship. I don't want this to be this type of relationship. God, you know, he's coming the same. He's going in the same direction I'm going into, but we fell short. God, I give that up to you. God, I submit my mind back to you. Now y'all can work together. Y'all both can communicate with God. But if you're saved and he's a sinner, he's not going to come in agreement with you and praying that God fix your relationship. God, y'all gonna fix it all right. Y'all
right.
don't go y'all separate
right.
because he's an unbeliever and you a believer.
Right.
So what
exactly.
What do you think is going to happen? And then now you got children involved, and we're trying to teach our children how to maintain, how to build relationships. But we don't know how to do that ourselves. So we need to be very careful and what we allow in our lives. If you and your children's father have a relationship is over, maintain a godly relationship with your children's father. Maintain a godly relationship at all times. Yes, you're going to get upset with you. You're going to get upset with him.
Right.
You're not going to always agree with every decision that he make with your child. That is,
right.
I promise you, even when you get married, that's not going to happen. However, you need to understand that if you're going to be a Christian woman and you want to maintain a relationship with your children's father, a healthy relationship, and you want to co-parent with your children's father and you're healthy, you got to have a different mindset. And he got to know you about your business. He got to know that you are serious about your walk with Christ. You are serious about being a mother. You are serious about wanting him to be in his children's life. He needs to know he can't come and flirt with you. He can't come say anything to you.
Exactly.
You can't
There are boundaries. Set those boundaries and stand on those boundaries. And love yourself.
Love yourself.
Because, number one, you ought to be tired of going back and forth to the altar because you done fell again. Come on.
Absolutely.
You got to get up and grow and get some spiritual muscles. I know the word is being taught. Allow that word to catch root. Tell your flesh, no, you got to die. No, you will not call, Ben will not come here tonight. No, he will not do this to me again. I will not go through the torment and the torture again. I've been there. I've been there, single women. I've been there. But you got to make up in your mind that I choose to please God, and I love me, and I want to grow and go in the things of God. I want everything that God has for me. It's the enemy that keeps sending that individual your way to block your door of prosperity and peace and contentment in God, to make you feel like nobody else don't want you, to give you low self-esteem, to make you doubt that you're pretty, to make you doubt that you're fearfully and wonderfully made of the Lord. You do not have to go that route, woman of God. If you would just get in the Word of God and find your identity in there and stop trying to find your identity through the housewives and through that who that man say you are and who mama them say you are, find out who you are in Christ. And I guarantee you won't look back and have to go back to some of the things God has delivered you out of before. We allow the enemy to creep in. Prep it and ravish us up sometimes.
That's
because
right.
We don't want to say no. Why you don't want to say no? Who is it going to, you know, why you feel like you owe him so much? You don't owe him anything.
Mm-mm.
Owe him anything. Keep your dignity.
The Bible said, owe no man but love.
Love. Keep your dignity. Keep your self-worth. Hold your head up high and self-esteem when you wake up in the morning.
Absolutely.
No.
And you know, you know, the thing about it too, sweetie, is this, that, you know, we as women, we got to get to the place where we got to stop lying. We got to get healed. I ministered yesterday. It's dangerous to be emotional driven. It's dangerous to be emotional driven. And when you allow your emotions and if you just run and live off your emotions, you're going to, everything you do, that you make is going to be an emotional decision, and that is not a good thing. You want
That's good, Teresa.
My emotions are damaged from childhood, from coming up, from being in a relationship, and you want God to heal that. You said, God, I need you to heal my emotions, heal my mind. God said, I want a perfect mind. That's what he wants. Your mind. He wants to renew your mind. Let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. That's what you want to in your mind.
Right.
But if you don't say, God, I give you my mind. I want your mind. I want the mind of God. I want to live this thing. I want my child to see me as an example of what a godly woman, a godly mother. Yes, I made some mistakes, but I'm not going to keep making the same mistakes. I don't have to keep doing the same thing. I don't have to keep repeating
over
the same
over
and over again. And let me say this to you. I got to say this to you, beloved. And keep your mouth off these women that these men are with. I said, because you got to understand, you're going to be a wife.
Man.
You're going to be a wife one day. And trust me, you don't want nobody to do you the way you're trying to do his wife or his girl, whatever you call it, whatever you want to call it. I have I'm on both sides. I'm someone's baby mama, and I'm a wife. And so when I treat my baby mother with total respect, because I've been there on her side. The only thing different with me, I didn't want the relationship no more. When I was over with it, it was over. I didn't want it. You know, I wasn't upset, baby. I called my children's father. I wanted to have a relationship with my children's father, wives, and girl, especially if it's a girlfriend, a consistent girlfriend, and he's talking about, this is what I'm going to be. I need to have, just like you, I want to be in a relationship with this woman. This woman's going to be my child or the mother, and I was good with that. I'm good with that. I don't have to.
Yes.
I told my child, when my husband, my ex-husband, was married to his ex-wife and my oldest father, father, he's married. I called their, as we know, a step parent. I called them their other mother. I said, did you talk to your other mother? That's not my mother, mom. I said, yeah, that's your other mother, baby. I said, well, you're not with me, you're with her. I said, I don't need the whole title to prove who I am. I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
It is, she's going to add for me. Me and my oldest child, baby's oldest child, my other mother, we get along so well. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
She is an angel. This woman of God I love her. Me and her have a good relationship. I inbox her. She inboxes me. She texts me. I text her back. She comes to everything with my daughter and my grandbaby. Everything.
Uh-huh.
Love it. And I love she's right there. She'll text me encouraging words. I text her encouraging words. We got a good relationship. You can have a good relationship with your children if you choose to. But when you still holding on to that and you hoping the relationship break up and this kind of stuff like that, that's how because you are going to reap a harvest. You are going to reap a harvest. And if you're sowing bad seeds now, you will reap a harvest later. I promise you that.
You
want to be very
so right.
Yeah, you. We talk
you're right about that.
Father, after the relationship is over. The relationship is over.
Yes.
But that don't mean the relationship of being a parent with him is over. That part is not over. Man is going to be in your life for the rest of your life. It's going to just be a different type of relationship. You should be co-parenting together. And if you don't have that concept and you still got unresolved issues, unresolved feelings, you don't like this and you don't like that, baby, it's going to wear you out. And your children are going to witness. They're going to feel the tension. They know they can't come talk to you about something because they know that you're going to blow up and make everything dramatic and all that. And you want to walk in the will of God. You want God to smile on you. You want God to smile on your relationship. And when there's times, when there's things that you do have to address with your children's father, you want to do it with respect. Not just respect for him, respect because you are a respectful person. You
want to
talk about Ephesians 4 and 15. The Bible says this, but speaking the truth in love will grow up to him in all things. Which is the head, Christ. Proverbs 15:1 says this: a soft answer turns away wrath, but what the Bible says. So you want to take the word of God and apply it to your life. You don't want to just read the word. You want to live the word. You got to live the word in every aspect of your life. You want to live the word in every area of your life and let God light shine through you that your children's father. Children's father, wife, girlfriend can see the God in you and not the hell in you. You don't want the people to see that. You don't want the people to see that. And you be up there singing in the choir. You praying in church. Because some don't with your child. Now you look like the devil. What kind of witness? We got to think about that stuff. We want to be a better witness unto the God. And the next thing you want to do, you want to take time and just walk away. If your conversation is getting heated with your children's father, walk away from it. Revisit another time.
Exactly. You're right.
Because, you know, we're not getting nowhere, and it is our tension, our tension is up. I tell you what, I'll call you back next week. I'll call you back tomorrow, and we'll finish this conversation. Let me get myself together, because I don't want to disrespect you, and I don't want to disrespect either. Let's end this conversation now. Walk away from it. Sometimes if you just give time, the third thing is, remember, you're accountable to God. Do you understand? God sees all, and he knows all, and he knows what you're saying, and he knows what you're doing. Lastly, pray for them. Pray for your children's father.
Yes.
Your children's father. You want God to have his way in their lives. A lot of times we're praying to have a relationship with man, but you're not praying that God, I pray my children's father have a relationship with you. Because if he have a relationship with the Father, he's going to be the Father he needs to be in these children's lives. Get you out the equation. Move yourself out the way, because you are just too much in the way. You get to move your flesh, put your flesh under suggestion, and I'm telling you, God will have his way through you and with you. Yes, we want
to
be single. Nobody want to be in this in a single mom, but that's where you are, and you got to deal with
right.
it. Stop being bitter because you are a single mom. A lot of things happen for that to happen. Did you hear what I said? A lot of things happen for that to happen. So it could be your wrong decision, y'all wrong decision, but do know you had a part to play in while you're single.
Right.
And you're a mom. So just take responsibility for your action and move forward. Evangelist, I pray, you know, it's still recorded. I pray that the women of God that's on this line, that was on this line, that was on Twitter, that was on Facebook, that called in, received the nuggets came forth today, because a lot of good nuggets came forth today. But I really truly believe
if it
was to take it and apply it to their life, they would be better single women. They would be better moms. They'll have a better relationship with their father, and their children more healthy, because they can say, they can live and say, you know what? No, my mom and dad was not together, but they sure made me feel whole. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
They sure made me
feel whole. Yes.
I still saw my daddy. I saw my mama talk to my daddy. They can be in one room and everything was good. I didn't see no tension. Yes. I didn't see no argument.
Yes.
I didn't see none of that. My mama.
Exactly. You're right.
My mama respect my father's husband. My daddy respect my mother's husband, and everybody got along. I felt like I had two set of parents. And Lord, I got more gifts. That's why.
Amen.
You got more parents. You got more parents to spoil you and just give you guidance and lead you to Christ. We just got more parents, but if we don't think like that, and we just be so mad and angry because now the relationship is over. It's over.
Right.
Let it go.
And don't bash the man neither. Do not bash that man in front of those children. Stop getting on your phone and Twitter and Facebook and Instagram bashing that man. Don't
Absolutely.
Do that.
Don't let them
children hear you do that. Don't do that. Don't ever say anything negative about him. If you got to, let it be out of the presence of the children while you might be bitten to one of your girlfriends or something. Be mindful of that.
Right.
But not in the presence of those children. Don't do that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, this has been Sure Talk. We are done. And I thank God for the time. I do apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Have the 90 minutes just in case if we're going to go over and stuff like that, but I just only did 60 minutes with this topic, that we needed more time with this topic.
Yeah.
I can't give an announcement right now. Starting September the 7th, we're going to start doing our sessions. We're going to start doing featured artists and featured business owners. So in other words, I would have some pre-commercials, or I would air a sneak peek of an artist's music or whatever CD they have. I would just probably do a couple seconds of it or 1 minute of it, just so you can hear and actually give that person, because I truly believe the Teresa Burton Ministry really truly believe in promoting other women that's doing powerful things in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And we have powerful men that's out there doing some stuff. And this, I just want to use this another avenue. I'm already paying for it. And I want to take advantage of everything I can do and just promote and push other women to do better. You know, we get a lot of views throughout the week when we do this. I mean, literally, we have over 120 people, literally, sometimes it's 150 coming and listen to all the broadcasts. I'm like, wow, this is awesome. And this is no
reason. God be the glory.
Glory. Mm. Yeah. So with that, when I saw that, I said, okay, I can actually literally help women promote their ministries, their business, their music. And let the other people that may don't know them and may know them and don't know them in a different way, I want to promote them as much as possible. So starting September the 7th, we will start featuring artists and business owners and women of God that's in ministry that maybe have an event going on or a service that you can take advantage of. And if you know someone and can take advantage, it's going to be free. There's no cost to it. There's no cost. Now, in the magazine, there's a magazine that I have, of Inspiring Magazine, we do offer advertisement. There is a cost for that. There is a cost for that because there is a printing job in that. But if you want some more information about advertising through ShareTalk, you're more than welcome to email me at Teresa Burton Ministry @gmail.com or give me a call 300-0882, and one of my representatives, they will help you, they will assist you with that, they'll respond with that. There's no cost for you to advertise your ministry. Now, I would not advertise no more than two people at one segment, but each week it would be someone different. And I would advertise, make a promo, or I'll just say it and play the music or play the segment or whatever what's going to be sent to me, I'm going to make sure that we announce it on ShareTalk. Amen. So that's going to start September the 7th. And if you want some more information about that, you can give us a call at 904-300-0882, or you can email my ministry, TeresaBurtonMinistry@gmail.com, and we need more to help with to put you on the schedule. Evangelist, as always, for you. I thank God for your ministry. I thank God for your gift.
Amen.
The body of Christ. I thank God for our sisterhood. I thank God for our friendship.
Amen.
I just thank God every day, but I love you like you are my own blood.
I really love you. Amen. To God be the glory. Likewise.
Yeah, I see the anointing on your life, and I just pray, God, that he bless you tremendously with everything that you pray for, because one thing I do know about you, a praying woman, a woman of God, and come in agreement with what you're praying for, I already know it's going to be for God's glory. It's nothing crazy. It's nothing whack. So I thank God for you. We're going to go ahead and pray it out. And I pray that the women, when they come back and listen to the segment, they'll get the last 10, 15 minutes that we went on. Evangelist, go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you right now for every person that was on the line through Twitter, through Facebook, and that called in. God, we thank you right now, God. You have given us wisdom, God, the how to deal with our children's father after the relationship is over. But God, I thank you right now, God, through your blood, you bring healing. And I speak healing to the minds and hearts of these women, God, that's holding on to a relationship that's already over, that's holding on to things that they should let go by now, God. I thank you. By your stripes, we are healed. And I speak healing through the minds and the heart to every woman that was on the line. I speak healing to every family that was on the line, down to the children, down to the children's father, down to the wife, the husband, wife. I speak healing to everybody that has to do with these children, God. I ask you right now, God, give these women wisdom, God. Allow them to pray more, God. Increase their prayer life. Increase their studies, God.
They can hear you, God.
In the name of Jesus. I pray right now that they be honest with you where they are, because you know where they are. And they know where they are. God, I ask you right now, God, that they don't hold on to. I ask you to break every soul tie that is connected to these women, that they hold on to.
Yes, yes, yes.
In the name I pray that these women always find God and get about their Father's business. In the name of Jesus, God, heal them from inside out, God. In the name of
God. Oh, my God.
Of what your power of the cross, God, because what you did on the cross sealed everything, God, and we thank you right now, God, and I pray right now we can have the mind of God, God, that we can think and walk according to your word, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Now, bless
in
the God
Jesus.
Every third or Monday, God, bless her ministry, bless her finances, God, bless her children. Bless her ministry. Bless her servitude in her church, God. So she's so faithful, God. And I thank you right now, God. Everything her hand touch, God, I pray that you increase it in Jesus' name, God.
Yes.
We bless
your whole
name. And God, thank you right now for Share Talk. And we will be right here next week here on Share Talk. We bless your name, God. Can you pray? Amen. God bless you,
Amen.
My sister.
You likewise. Love you. All right.
You
bye-bye.
You have been in tune to Share Talk with your host, Pastor Teresa, brought to you by the way of Teresa Burden Ministry. Every Monday at 6:30 p.m. right here on Share Talk, you can meet Pastor Teresa for a live empowerment session that guarantees to challenge you, encourage you, and inspire you to be all what God has you to be. We would also like to invite you to visit her on her website at teresaburdenministry.com. Tune in next Monday for another empowerment session by call 347-580-8820 or by using the link that's provided. Until next Monday, remember, the hardship of life don't have to make you bitter, but better as we share, talk, and grow.
Love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today.